All right. I'd like to call to order our July 5th, 2023 open session of the Ventura Port District Board of Commissioners. We will start with a pledge. Tony, would you mind leading us in a pledge?
Sure. Hands over heart, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Stevens?
Here.
Commissioner Rainey?
Here.
Commissioner Brennan?
Here.
Vice Chair Blumenberg?
Here.
And Vice Chair Gardena will be absent today.
Okay. All right. Next on the agenda is the adoption of our agenda, commissioners.
I'd move approval.
Second.
Okay. I've got a... Now, we need to do everything roll call votes because we have Commissioner Brennan absentee. So let's do a roll call vote for adoption of the agenda. Motion and a second.
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 4-0.
Thank you. Let's move on to approval of the minutes from June 21st, 2023 meeting. Commissioners?
Move.
Second by Brennan.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as presented. A roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 4-0.
I better slow down, otherwise Brennan's going to get nervous about me taking his record away. So
that's right.
It'll only work if we can put him on mute.
That's right.
All right, we'll move on to public communications, an opportunity for the public to testify on items that are not on tonight's agenda. Do we have any public comments? Seeing no one in the room here, do we have any public online? Unfortunately, no. So, all right, we will close public comments and we'll move on to closed session report. Council?
Chair, members of the board, the Board of Commissioners met under Section 54956.8. To discuss the property listed in the agenda, and no reportable action was taken under the Brown Act.
All right. Thank you. All right. We will move on to board communications, an opportunity for commissioners to summarize actions, events related to the commission, to the Port District. Commissioners, Tony, anything to report?
No. Except that one of the things that we're looking to go with EVs is that two major automobile manufacturers have decided to go with the Tesla. That's Ford and GM. And that a lot of public sector organizations are now looking at getting that type of adoption so that there's more places to utilize electrification. So I just think it's something that we should keep in mind in the future. And today I heard that a company called Toyota is also considering doing the same thing. So.
Thank you, Tony. Brian, anything to add?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. We will close board communications. Move on to the staff and general manager report.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Yeah, I've got a couple of quick items. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last meeting, we talked about the Ventura Harbor Village outdoor movie series, and that got off to a good start. I hear Jaws was a big splash with over 500 in attendance for pre-movie festivities and the movie itself. The next one that'll be showing is Goonies on Saturday, July 29th. So please come out for that. Island Packers has reported that the summer whale watching season is in full swing and reportedly saw 50 humpback whales in one day from their catamaran. So information on summer whale watching can be found on VenturaHarborVillage.com website for more information. And Harbor Village kicked off its first weekend of summer with an on-air segment entitled On the Menu, which appeared on KABC Los Angeles by reporter Rachel Brown, who focused on the Boatyard Pub and its delicious fresh seafood for the summer. Two additional segments are planned for July 6th and 7th, respectively, also on KABC, one about a trip to the Channel Islands and kayaking, and second segment about Island Packers and Ventura Harbor, produced by ABC7's news operations manager, Mike Merle, who visited the Channel Islands for the first time this past spring and enjoyed both kayaking and hiking around Santa Cruz, Scorpion, Anchorage. So that's our report tonight. Mr. Chairman, thanks.
Thank you, Brian. Hey, Jessica, do we have the news broadcast? Do we have a link to that or anything?
I can get one for you.
That would be appreciated. See that? Chris, remind me, do we take public comments on the general manager reports?
I don't think you have to. It's not customary, but I suppose it could.
Well,
this really, packed room.
Yeah. I just lost track of which. All right. So, Tom, you agree I don't need to do public comments or ask for public comments on the general manager report. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we'll move on to our standard agenda. And item number one is adoption of a resolution 3482, approving a notice of proposed ordinance for a new 20-year lease with Coastal Con. Brian?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll give a brief report. And I know both Jessica Roush and Todd Mitchell are available. Jessica can give you information about the requirements for publication, and Todd can give you additional details on the lease if needed. Coastal Cone Inc. is doing business as both Coastal Cone as well as the
parlor. Brian, you broke up a little bit. If you wouldn't mind backing up a second.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Okay.
No, it's like it's cutting in and out.
Okay. Well, I don't want to hold up the meeting. So if you're not getting, how about now?
Yeah, now it's better.
Okay. All right. Well, Coastal Cone Inc. doing business as both Coastal Cone and the parlor has been a tenant of Ventura Harbor Village since December of 2004 when they assumed the lease from Coastal Cone Company. Their most recent lease expired on April 30th of this year, and the tenant is seeking a new lease with the district. Since the proposed lease and option together equal 20 years, the board is required pursuant to the California Harbors and Navigation Code, Section 6270, to authorize and direct staff to publish a notice of the intent to adopt an ordinance authorizing execution of the lease. A copy of the notice of proposed ordinance is attached for the board's consideration. If the board adopts the resolution authorizing the district to publish the notice in a newspaper of general circulation, the board may then adopt the ordinance at the next board meeting, and the new lease would go into effect as of August 1st. I don't know if you heard this part, but I said Jessica Roush can answer questions with respect to publication requirements, and Todd Mitchell can answer questions with respect to the lease if you have any detailed questions. Thank you.
Commissioners, questions?
I don't have any questions. I'm just happy to see this. They're a terrific tenant and looking forward to having them continue to be a part of the village.
Brian Brennan, any comments, questions?
No, the same thing. Chris's mirroring Chris's comments. Thank you.
Yeah, I would concur, and I'm excited about the joint investment in this property. They're always busy, but the facelift should make a big difference.
And if there's no public comment, I would move the item at this time.
Well, let's ask for, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, so before we do the roll call, are there any public comments on this agenda item? None online, none in person. So can I get a roll call vote, please, on the motion and a second to adopt resolution 3482?
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 4-0.
All right, we will move on to agenda item number two, which is adoption of ordinance 58 for a new 10-year lease with the Boatyard Pub. Brian?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Existing tenant, the Boatyard Inc., is seeking to enter into a new lease agreement for its existing space commencing August 1st of this year. Jessica Roush completed the noticing requirements under the California Harbors and Navigations Code, Section 6270, and we are now returning to the board for adoption of Ordinance Number 58 that would relate to the new lease. And again, since the proposed lease and option together equal 10 years, that triggered the requirement for that publication and its intent to adopt the ordinance. So a copy of the notice of proposed ordinance is attached for the board's consideration. And I would say similarly to my last item, Jessica Roush can answer any questions with respect to the noticing requirements. And the board saw this lease at their last meeting, giving the authorization to publish. But certainly if there's additional questions, Todd Mitchell or myself can answer those. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn the item back to you.
Okay, so before we approve such an ordinance, we have to hold a public meeting. So we'll open a public meeting and call for any public comments. Do we have any public comments online?
There are no public speakers.
No public speakers. So we will...
I'd move the recommended actions.
So, Jessica, we need to waive the reading of the... a reading of the ordinance, right?
That is correct, and it'll be placed in the meeting minutes.
Okay, so then we'll close the public hearing. I have a motion to approve the ordinance. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 4-0.
All right, we will move on to our third and final item for the evening, which is authorized application for a grant from the National Fisheries and Wildlife Foundation. Brian?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'd like to have Todd Mitchell give the staff presentation on this item.
Thank you, Brian. In 2015, there was a pipeline owned by PXP that ruptured at Refugio State Beach, spilling 123 gallons of crude oil into the ocean and along the beach area. As reparations for that, National Fish and Wildlife Fund received $1.7 million to fund projects to compensate the public for the loss of use of and enjoyment of the beaches from El Capitan State Beach down to Long Beach. In 2021, the board authorized us to seek grant funding for projects that were benefiting the public, including some radio repeaters for Harbor Patrol, a mobile sign for Harbor Patrol to notify the public of events, and then several features that were for ADA improvements, including two new beach wheelchairs and a beach Mobi mat to allow wheelchairs and strollers and other wheel devices to get down to the beach. We are nearly complete the grant. We've expended all the monies and we're just finishing up the reporting. And earlier this spring, we were invited to apply for round two. We submitted a pre-application. They again invited us to actually complete a full application. We are advised that there's $200,000 available specifically for Ventura County. And our intern, Will McReynolds, advised me this morning that we were the only applicant from Ventura County last time. So I feel that's quite promising. So we are here tonight because it is a requirement that we provide evidence of the board's support in pursuing the grant. So we are looking for that tonight so that we can submit our final application by July 17th. The projects that this grant would fund would be improvements at restrooms at Surface Knoll and Harbor Cove. One would be ADA access and improvements for the showers, but then also some amenity improvements for the interiors of the restrooms, and then also some amenity improvements at the launch ramp restrooms. And that is the report. I'm happy to answer any questions or comments.
Commissioners?
I'll just say, you know, kudos to the staff for staying on top of this and following through with the next phase of it. And I think your project selection is great. You know, these projects are ready to go. Hopefully they'll be very attractive for that reason and we'll be successful again. So good job.
Thank you.
Tony, any thoughts?
No, just ditto on following up on this and pursuing this type of funding. Grant funding is always good when you don't have to go with your main source. But I think this really, really helps in terms of the restrooms, and I'm particularly pleased with the ADA compliance because I think that's sorely needed in facilities.
Yeah, and I would only add that I think it is appropriate. There wasn't an awful lot of oil that reached the Ventura County shores, but there were increased tar balls around that time. I remember we were documenting it, and I believe the Harbor Patrol was doing that also. So I know that some of the environmental organizations had applied for funding in much greater amounts in Santa Barbara, but I'm happy to see us going after this for the improvements listed. Thank you.
All right, very good. Do we have any public comments on this? All right, no public comments, so we'll close public comments. Commissioners, do I have a motion to authorize this application?
I'll move the motion as presented.
Okay, so I got a motion and a second to authorize application for this grant. Let's do a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 4-0.
So, Will, you got your work cut out for you. All right. We have rapidly worked through our agenda for the night. I think the staff has made up for that 700-page agenda from a month ago that I'm still having PTSD over. very much. We will see you again on July
19th.
2 weeks. All right. Thank you. We're adjourned.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.